You wouldn't know it to look at me, but when I was in my early 20s, I was extremely athletic. And I also was very adventuresome, and I went to Europe on my own and traveled all over Europe by myself. And one of the places I went to was Austria. And when I was in Austria, when I was in Salzburg, I met two brothers, and their names were Woofy and Kumpfy. True. I could make that up. And we palled around Salzburg and had a wonderful time. And as the weekend approached, they said, "We're going home to our little village. Would you like to come with us?" And I said, "Sure." And it turned out that their parents owned a guest house, the Gasthaus Klinar, in a place called Heiligenblut, which is at the base of the highest mountain in Austria, the Großglockner. So it is unbelievably beautiful. It's a six-hour train ride through tunnels, and you get there, and it's so gorgeous. And we're sitting around. I have this room with a comforter this thick, and, I mean, you know, I'd been traveling pretty grimly, and it was so great, and their parents were so nice to me. And they said, "Tomorrow we're going to climb the mountain. Why don't you come?" And I said, "Okay." And they said, but I don't have any stuff. And the mom said, "Oh, you're about my size. You can borrow my boots. You can borrow my crampons. You can borrow my ropes and all my stuff." And I'm thinking, "Oh, okay, I need all that stuff? Sure, and here's a pick, and here's like three layers of clothing. And okay. And then as she's bidding me goodnight, she says, "Now, there's one important thing when you climb the mountain. If you fall off, be sure to take my boots off first because they mean a lot to me." So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So the next morning we get up bright and early and off we go. And it is the most unbelievably intense thing. I can't tell you. First we climb across this like scree where there are crevasses, where the warning is, "Be sure to watch where you're stepping because one wrong step and we never see you again." Okay. Then you do that for a while. Then you start climbing up this stuff that's like ice with bits of rock in it, and you're climbing up, and the idea is that you crunch your foot in for a second, and then you quick switch your weight to your other foot, and if you don't do it fast enough, you slide down, and you have to start all over again. And I was in pretty good shape. Now, also, this was July, okay? So we're climbing along, and I can't keep up. I can't do it. And I keep falling. And one time I fell down this thing, and I shredded my gloves, and I got all this stuff in my hands, and it was so painful. And they're all, and you can tell Woofy and Kumpfy are like, "Geez, maybe this wasn't the very best idea." But we're in it now. We're in it. And so climb, and it's really hard. And then we get, at like the end of the day, we get to this little hut where we're supposed to spend the night. Collapse in a heap, and they give you this drink. It's raspberry, and it's 3,000 degrees warm, which is good because it's 25 degrees outside. And so you drink that stuff, and then you get up in the morning at 3 a.m. to ascend the summit. Now, ascending the summit is a big deal. First of all, you have to do it that early in the morning because by 6 a.m. it clouds over and it's like you'll die up there. So you have to, you start climbing in, it's dark, it's pitch dark, there's a moon, there's stars, it's freezing cold, and it's very scary. Now, we're all connected with these ropes, right? And there are these snow bridges that you have to walk across. And even though I was in good shape, I never have had good balance. So, you know, I'm in the middle. There's Woofy, and there's Kumpfy, and there's me. Woofy, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then it's my turn. Do-do-do-do-do, boom, fall. And it's like a long way down. And I'm hanging there by these ropes, which are digging into my underarms, and I saw my whole life. I mean, not that there'd been that much of it, but I saw the whole thing. And they're freaking out, and they're, like, swinging me back and forth so that I can get out of the thing and get back up. It's funny now. Anyway, I made them, when I got out of that, I made them write down my mother's name and address so that if I died, they could let her know. But I didn't. We got to the top, then we ran down to the bottom, and I lived to tell the tale.